Hustle and Faith, this podcast is dedicated to helping you find your trail to a happier, healthier you by discussing topics like self-improvement, business, health and beauty, and random thoughts about life from a Christian perspective. I'm your host, Tasha Johnson. Are you enjoying the Hustle and Faith podcast? Regardless of where you listen to Hustle and Faith, if you love this show, please leave us a review at ratethispodcast.com/hustleandfaith. Again, that's ratethispodcast.com/hustleandfaith. Doing so will help others to discover this show. Thanks again for your support. It is very much appreciated. Are you ready to break free from the worker bee mentality? Life is way too short to learn everything the hard way. Why not take a shortcut and use Starring You services to help start your side hustle? Starring You is proud to offer the following services: marketing consulting, podcast research, content marketing, course creation, and voiceover work. Starring You services will help you acquire the skills you need to break free from the hive. In today's episode, we're going to discuss, how do you react to mistreatment? At some point in our lives, we will be mistreated by others. Regardless of whether that mistreatment was intentional, the consequences of their actions will leave you feeling angry and disappointed. You'll most likely want to get back at that person for their behavior. I want to remind you that God said, "Vengeance is mine, and I will repay." God knows this is easier said than done, especially when it looks like evil people continue to flourish. Please remember, looks can be deceiving. No one can escape from God's wrath. We can take comfort in the fact that God is not mocked. In due season, those who mistreat you will be punished. In the meantime, if you're confused about how you should react, I want to encourage you to do the following. Pray for wisdom. Now, I don't know about you, but praying is normally the last thing I feel like doing. But I know this is the very action that will place me in a position of victory. You need to pray first because not all battles are worth your time and energy to fight. God is omnipotent. He knows us and he knows our enemy. Going to God for guidance is going to place us in a position to fight back. There have been so many times in my life when I found myself exerting unnecessary energy to keep toxic people and jobs in my life because I was under the false impression that I needed them. Then there were battles that I should have fought, but I allowed fear to get in the way, which without a doubt delayed God's ability to bless me by leveraging that difficult situation for my good. When you pray for wisdom, God is going to provide you with the people and resources you need to decide whether to confront or ignore someone's behavior. Deciding whether to confront or ignore someone's behavior is the next step you need to take in learning how to address someone mistreating you. It's unfortunate that some people don't know how to process their emotions. Some people may have felt you mistreated them without you even knowing they felt this way. Or this person may have been having a bad day and not even realize that they were taking their frustrations out on you. Regardless, please do not make the situation worse by gossiping. That doesn't solve anything. My rule of thumb is never to say something behind someone's back that you haven't already said to their face. There's nothing wrong with you seeking clarity by confronting someone about their behavior towards you. Christ wants us to be as bold as a lion, not a doormat that folks enjoy walking on whenever they see fit. I want you to keep in mind, when you're confronting someone, you are to do exactly as Matthew 18:15 says and go directly to that person. For example, if someone is being rude towards you and treating you unfairly and you know you haven't done anything wrong, you should confront this person. Let that person know exactly how you feel. If that person takes your attempt to clear the air and correct their behavior towards you the right way, they will apologize. If they don't believe that they've done something wrong, then leave that person alone. Life is way too short for you to allow toxic people to take up space in your life. Please note, okay, that if someone is truly sorry, then they will apologize. They need to actually say the words, "I'm sorry," or "I apologize." Doing so demonstrates that this person acknowledges and accepts responsibility for their behavior and will actively change their behavior so they don't intentionally make the same mistake twice. Now, keep in mind, we all have free will. You can't force someone to apologize. So if this person refuses to apologize, in order to protect your mind, you have to separate from that person. If someone is too prideful to apologize, they're not worth your time anyway. This person clearly has no character, integrity, or wisdom. They have nothing, nothing to offer you. So there is absolutely no reason to keep them in your life. By the way, this includes family members. If they're not living up to their title as mom, brother, sister, dad, cousin, whatever, then you need to do yourself a favor and let them go, or they will bring you down. Do not, I repeat, do not allow people to talk you into feeling false guilt that you must forgive someone who didn't ask for forgiveness. Even Christ requires you to ask for forgiveness before you can attain salvation. Christ isn't holding a grudge if you choose not to repent. He just won't recognize you as part of his family. We need to follow Christ's example and mirror his actions. You have to have the composure so you can analyze the situation. Don't stoop down to the other person's level. People are so quick to overuse or misuse the term turn the other cheek. Christ fought back. Christ doesn't want us to be doormats. He wants you to be wise with the battles you choose to fight. Some battles require you to ignore people, like Jesus did when the Pharisees were trying to trick him into whether the adulterous woman should be stoned. Jesus bent down to the ground and started writing on the ground, ignoring their question. Some battles require violence if someone is trying to harm you. Some battles require outward emotion to demonstrate that you're upset, like when Jesus was flipping over tables in the temple because they disrespected his house and he wanted them gone. Regardless of how you choose to face your battle, you need to make sure that you contain your anger, but refrain from sinning. "Be ye angry and sin not" is the last thing you need to keep in mind when attempting to process how you should react when you're mistreated. The Bible literally says in Ephesians 4:26, "Be ye angry and sin not." I cannot stress enough, if you're angry, this is the time you especially want to go to God in prayer. For the record, there is absolutely nothing wrong with being angry. Where most people run into issues is that they end up not properly channeling their anger. They either go around gossiping or allow their anger to cause them to explode in ways that are destructive to you and themselves. You don't want to get into a situation where you end up paying consequences you're not willing to handle. Speaking from personal experience, it's not fun when someone mistreats you, but now you have a game plan. You need to go to God in prayer for guidance in order to determine if the situation is a battle worth fighting. Then from there, God will let you know whether you need to confront or ignore the person. Regardless of which direction God tells you to go, you must contain your anger in such a way that it doesn't further worsen the situation. Involving God at the beginning will provide you with a peace of mind that surpasses all understanding, whereby you can approach the matter with a calm state of mind. This positions you to be strategic in how you approach your situation. You can't create a game plan when you're hysterical and being a hothead. If you allow anger to control your thinking, you will stoop down to the level of the person who mistreated you. We definitely don't want that to happen, so regardless of whether the person acknowledges their wrongdoing and apologizes, or they choose not to do so, be prepared to drop the matter and move on with your life. You weren't meant to take everyone with you on your journey. If someone is mistreating you, do yourself a favor and remove them from your group so you can make it to your destination with your sanity intact. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoy listening to Hustle and Faith and would like to support the show, please consider sharing it with your friends, rate or leave a review, donate, or make a purchase at Starring You Crew, our fitness apparel shop. Remember, if you're everything to everyone, then risk being no one. You never know who you will inspire. See you in the next episode.